fired up. Eckridge, you do you.
Or the pharmacy.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
She's defending her old boss.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Impeachment is like the death penalty for a public official.
And Nikki Haley says there's nothing President Trump has done that warrants his removal. The former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. also has a new book alleging ex-chief of staff John Kelly and then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson tried to recruit her to help save the country from the president's policies, which Haley told CBS Sunday Morning was offensive.
To undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing.
The public hearings in the impeachment inquiry start Wednesday, and Democrats are likely to reject Republican attempts to call the whistleblower to testify and also Hunter Biden.
We're not going to go back in time and revisit conspiracy theories that are implicated in the president's call.
Congressman Eric Swalwell also told on CBS Face the Nation the president committed extortion. Other Democrats say bribery. Holding up military aid to Ukraine for an investigation into the 2016 election and the Bidens, the president says there was no such quid pro quo. An American who fought for ISIS is heading back to the U.S. Turkey says it has deported him. It's also sending other captured ISIS fighters back to their home countries. The months-long pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong got violent again today. Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
But Dave, Hong Kong's leader saying two people are critically injured in the hospital after two separate incidents, both apparently captured on video.
Wait.
Footage from Hong Kong outlet Cupid shows a police officer shooting a protester at close range. In the second incident, a man was set on fire.
Our joint priority now as a city is to end the violence.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam saying authorities will spare no effort to tackle escalating unrest. Dave?
Simon, it's Veterans Day, and in a few hours, President Trump will be the first president to attend New York City's Veterans Day parade on its 100th anniversary. He will not march, but he will speak. America's listening to Fox News.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
On this Veterans Day, it is a chance to thank them for their service. And a lot of businesses are doing more than that.
Free haircuts, flu shots, massages, and car washes. Store discounts from the mall to the supermarket. The list of businesses honoring American veterans, active duty personnel, and military spouses growing by the hour. VA.gov keeps updating it. For starters, we like to see those who served. Make that stuffed. Roughly 150 establishments offering free meals to vets starting early, from free donuts and coffee at Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, and Starbucks to breakfast at IHOP and Denny's. The list includes a bunch of burger joints, restaurants from A, Applebee's, to Z, Zaxby's, amusement parks letting vets in free, discharge papers, military IDs, and VA cards will get you some goodies. And thank you for your service. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
Well, the bond market is closed on this holiday, but not the stock market. There will be trading on Wall Street, and it could begin with selling. Dow futures down more than 100 points before the opening bell. Another Republican is going to leave Congress. Peter King, who was first elected in 92, will not run for re-election in 2020. It's T-minus 1 hour and 52 minutes at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX ready to send up another rocket carrying a bunch of satellites that can deliver Wi-Fi.
Elon Musk's SpaceX is today scheduled to hold its first launch from the Florida Space Coast in 3 months. One of their Falcon 9 rockets will be bringing to orbit a big payload called Starlink, and it's actually a collection of 60 smaller satellites that will be the next phase in an orbital network that will one day deliver low-cost, high-speed internet to every spot on planet Earth. SpaceX delivered the first batch of these devices to space last May. Next year, the company plans to hold 24 launches to bring up more parts of Starlink.
That's Evan Brown. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana leaders are proposing an increase in the food and beverage tax. The plan would raise an additional $400,000 a year. The increase would take that tax from 1.5% to 2%. Amtrak reported on Friday that routes that connect Chicago to St. Louis and Milwaukee saw record rider numbers in the fiscal year that ended September 30th. Amtrak said there were 756,000 riders on the Chicago to St. Louis route, up 5.5% from the previous year. The News Gazette says that includes the Texas Eagle that makes one daily round trip between St. Louis and Chicago, and the Lincoln service that makes four daily trips between the two. Don't forget, today is Veterans Day. It is a federal holiday. Anything government-owned, like the DMV or public libraries, probably going to be closed today, but you might want to check ahead just to be sure. There will be no mail service from the U.S. Postal Service today, and U.S. post offices are closed as well. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Pros like you rely on trusted brands like DeWalt every day. And you can count on Lowe's to have more DeWalt tools stocked in our stores than anywhere else. Stop in today and save $320 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 10-tool combo kit, now just $529. The kit includes a drill, impact driver, angle grinder, recip saw, batteries, charger, and more. And get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless brushless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Combo kit offer valid through 11/17. Your choice offer valid through 11/20.
'Twas a month before the holidays, and all through the town, shopping lists were growing without slowing down. When on the radio, above all the chatter, people heard news that would solve this matter. This week, Larry Camper will host a holiday event Wednesday through Saturday, savings of 30%. The people rejoiced. Gift giving will be easy this year. Artwork, calendars, books, it's all right here. The Larry Camper Gallery is the place to be. 30% savings to fill your holidays with glee.
30% off all artwork during the holiday event this week. Larry Canford Gallery, South Neal, Champaign.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. The winter weather advisory starts around noon today with this expectation of some snow coming our way and the winds picking up. We've got an 80% chance of precipitation. Today's high 38, down to 10 tonight. Sunshine high 21 tomorrow, down to around 10 again. Up to the freezing point with clouds on Wednesday, down to around 23. Right now, the temperature's at 37. ESPN 93.5.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. It's Veterans Day. We tip our cap. We salute those that make the ultimate sacrifice, those that serve to protect us from evil forces around the world. It is Veterans Day. Hug a veteran today. Thank a family today. It's important we recognize and always remember Veterans Day 2019. Good morning to Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. How are you, my friend?
I guarantee you do not want to hug me.
Everybody wants to hug Alan Sachs.
Oh, oh no. Oh. If you saw what I look like. Oh, no.
It doesn't matter.
No hugging.
Hey, Alan, okay, lots on the table. We have impeachment hearings public this week. We have Nikki Haley. I don't know if you've seen much of this, but listen to Nikki Haley. Was she the former ambassador, correctly, to the UN?
Yeah.
Listen to what she said about...
a great woman.
Yeah, well, listen to what she said about Rex Tillerson and John Kelly, the chief of staff, former Secretary of State, apparently trying to undermine President Trump.
It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing, and it goes against the Constitution, and it goes against what the American people want, and it was offensive.
That's shocking, isn't it?
It really is. Boy, did President Trump pick some wrong people, and you wonder why he did that. It's astounding that he didn't know who these people were.
And then on impeachment.
There's nothing in that transcript that warrants the death penalty for the president. Indians never did the investigation, and the president released the funds. I mean, when you look at those, there's just nothing impeachable there. And more than that, I think the biggest thing that bothers me is the American people should decide this.
Yeah, I think that's right. And more, we're getting closer to election time, less than a year now. Why don't the people just vote him out, Alan? Just vote Donald Trump out of office.
Because his opposition has doubts that he might be reelected. And that's the problem. In fact, one congressman from Texas, in fact, said as much some months ago. Said if we don't get him out this way, he might be reelected. It is the most astounding bit of foolery I've ever seen. I used to look up to politicians of both parties and think, these people have something that I don't have. They're smarter, they know more. Oh, no, they don't. A third grader would understand this better than they do.
You know a lot about this. You've lived a lot of history. You've taught history. You've taught political science. How would we change? If it's become a swamp, how would we change?
In some ways, maybe reform the civil service. Know who you're appointing to office. People do not have to be there for a lifetime. But it's mostly a personality issue. Who do you bring around you? Who are these people? It's a character issue. Everybody gets mad at President Trump for not having good character. Well, some of these Democrats, to put it mildly, don't have good character either, and it is not good. And you see a guy like Ed Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee, and you wonder, how did this guy even get elected?
Yeah.
And you look at a lot of others, too. There's another man by the name of Steve Cohen from Memphis, I think, who sat in the Intelligence Committee hearing one day when they were not holding it. You might remember this about a month or two ago. And he's eating chicken to show you that the people who did not show up are chicken.
Yeah.
It was the most foul thing I've ever seen in a long time. So we've got to be very careful who we elect to office. And I don't think we're careful at all. It's not just President Trump. It's these congressmen and senators who are just bereft of any kind of civility.
I wonder if it would work to term limit the bureaucracy. In other words, say you go to Washington, you work at the IRS 10 years, and then you've done your service, and then we kind of change it out. Are they afraid that, you know, because it's so complicated, that we won't have the right people in there that know how it works?
That is correct. It might help a little bit, term limitations. I don't think they'll help at all in regard to our senators and representatives, because people will find somebody just like them to send back to Washington. Mm. We're not attentive enough on who these people are and what they do.
Yeah.
And we let others off the hook and we pillory others. For example, today is Veterans Day. It is a momentous, very important day. My father fought in the Second World War, and it was quite an ordeal. There's no question about that. And these people who do fight for us, what an amazing group of men and women. On the other hand, though, why not blame some of the people that got them into the wars? I will not name any names, but who is it that got us into the wars? I can think of a couple of important wars, World War II, very, very important. Vietnam, not so important, although some people might say it was. But some of these wars were eminently important to fight for. But others, the people who did this, ought to be pilloried.
Last question. Michael Bloomberg might get into this Democratic race. What does it mean?
I don't think it means much. Initially, I thought it would, but I don't think it does. He's not a great speaker. He just does not necessarily look the part. But he might disturb some of the other Democratic candidates, Mr. Biden, no. I want to call him Mr. Biden. Somebody on Fox News one time went around asking people on the street, what do you think of this person? And somebody said, oh, you mean John Biden.
Gosh,
it shows you how much we know about these people. John Biden and his son, Hunter Biden.
Right.
So you begin to just shake your head.
Yep.
So ultimately, the whole thing comes down to us.
Alan, always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. Thanks for starting Mondays with us.
Nikki Haley was right, and the committee hearings tomorrow are going to be a circus, or they start on Wednesday.
Yep.
It ain't going to be good.
We'll talk next Monday, Professor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. Now it's Senator Bill Brady on ESPN 93.5. Senator Brady, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I like talking national. Now I talk statewide. What's the number one thing on your brain today, Senator?
Well, we're heading down to veto session, and the last week, they call it veto session, but there have been vetoes. It's really just our fall session and a couple issues that might be taken up. One is consolidation of fire and police tensions that we've tried to work on some sort of an agreement to save the taxpayers money and provide more resources to fire police. So a big issue, but not a lot really on the agenda that needs to be dealt with. What's most bothering us is the corruption of Chicago politicians that seems to, you know, invade the system in Springfield, unfortunately, and what we can do to clean that up.
You know, there's been a lot of talk that Michael Madigan kind of runs our state. Is that an exaggeration? He certainly wields a lot of power.
He does wield a lot of power. And, you know, this is one of the problems I think we have in this state, and it really roots back to the fact that we don't have a fair mapping process. You know, when you let Mike Madigan and John Colton draw the maps, you would expect them to do it in a way that meets the political interests their party would expect them to. And we've got to disarm ourselves of that what I think is corrupt process. And here's the problem. You know, I've never in my life seen so many people talk so much about abandoning Chicago and creating another state. And the reason is this: Illinois is not nearly as democratic party democratic as what you would think by the makeup of the legislature. But because they can draw the maps, they get very creative and they're able to put super majorities into both the House and the Senate.
Right. And
those super majorities make decisions that don't reflect, I think, the balance of interest of the people of Illinois.
No, you're absolutely right. And how many counties are there in our state?
102.
And how many did you win when you ran for governor?
I think about 99 or 98.
There's something wrong with that. I mean, aren't we Indiana south of I-80?
We are. And here's the problem: the people of Illinois have a more balanced opinion with the liberal Chicago Democrats control.
Yeah.
And so, if you take that power away, you get maps that reflect the interest of the state and not just one area of the state. And frankly, that division goes further than partisan. It's creating this, unfortunately, hatred that really feasts on preventing our state from moving forward in a positive way economically, in a positive way so many ways. So we were able to overcome a little of that this last year with a bipartisan capital bill, but that's because our interests were equal on that. But really, the two issues that are most important, I think, one is defeating this provision to eliminate a fair, flat income tax in Illinois. The Democrats want a super graduated income tax. Yeah. And then the other is, what can we do to get fair maps in the state that will put us in a position where I think we unite our state and its people by having a balance of power and political philosophy?
It's a great state. It's unfortunate what's happened for so many decades now. Emanating pretty much out of the city of Chicago and the power brokers at B. Senator, keep up the fight. We appreciate always touching base with you every month. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Steve. Have a good day. If I don't talk to you before, enjoy Thanksgiving.
Because
as much as we talk about the negatives, we've got a great deal to be grateful for.
Always do, and you're right. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator Bill Brady in Bloomington, State Senator Bill Brady, ESPN 93.5. Well, Fighting Line, I lost last night in Tucson. We lost 90-69. We'll get a comment from Brad Underwood. Lovie Smith is the toast of the town. We talk about that in just a moment as well. We check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Center. What do we got, Diane, with snow?
The winter weather advisory from noon to 9 today means that we could get a couple of inches by 6 o'clock tonight, especially between 10 and 4 is when we'll have...
So 2-ish.
Okay. And around I-70 is the threshold. North of I-70 is where we'll get more snow and windy conditions, 20 to 35 miles per hour. So just take note of that. It's coming our way. Windy conditions today also, and the temperatures up to 38, down to around 10. 21 the high tomorrow, down to 10, and 32 with clouds on Wednesday. Right now we're at 37, so we're at the high spot now. Temperatures dropping all day. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs is responding to criticism that it offered a lower credit limit to the wives of two well-known executives on their new Apple Card accounts. Goldman says Apple Card decisions are made on an individual basis. The credit line is individual to each applicant, and each application is evaluated independently. It also says it does not and will not make decisions based on factors like gender. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak says he received 10 times more credit on his card compared with his wife. He says we have no separate bank or credit card accounts or any separate assets. UBS has been fined $51 million by Hong Kong for overcharging up to 5,000 clients for nearly a decade. The stock market is open this Veterans Day. The bond market is closed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
A registered investment advisor.
Well, we had a pretty exciting weekend. Started Friday night at Grand Canyon when Illinois held on in a very hostile environment. And then last night, as we continue on the basketball theme, went to Arizona, went to the University of Arizona Tucson. And, hey, they're ranked 21. This was going to be kind of a good look at what we had. And we lost 90-69. Brad Underwood after the game.
It was a really good first half. I thought the first half was extremely high-level basketball game. And we felt great. We blew a switch to end the half. And then it was, a 53-52 game. That same bugaboo just keeps rearing its ugly head, and that's turnovers.
Oh, my. 22 turnovers. And this team is too good for that. Couple of thoughts from just my perspective. I think we're an NCAA tournament level team, which is good news. I think Arizona's a really, really good team. I think Arizona has perhaps the best guard in America. His name is Nico Mannion. If he's anything like he was last night, he's going to the NBA lottery. He's 18. Nico Mannion, in a high school game 8 months ago, had 57 points. He looks a little like Carrot Top. You don't see too many redheaded kids playing basketball at that level. I mean, okay. For whatever reason, this kid's amazing. I mean, he was just, I could not believe it. I said, who is this kid? It was his second college game. He dominated. He's 6'3".
That's awesome.
Nico Mannion. Remember his name. His dad played in the NBA. His mom was on the Italy national volleyball team. So there's some athletic genes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it was some kind of finish on Saturday for the Fighting Illini, the largest comeback in the history of our football team. I was stunned by that. 31-10 as we entered the fourth quarter. No way. ESPN had it 99.6% chance Michigan State was going to win the ball game. We got to take you there.
We're going bowling.
The ball in motion. Peters on the roll.
That's what I expected.
Looking for the end zone. Throwing is caught. Daniel Barker, touchdown. Zeros on the clock. And Illinois completes the largest comeback in school history. And Lovie Smith and the Illini are going bowling in 2019.
Just pumped up for the guys. So much has gone into us being in this position. You know, we always talk about starting fast, but it's about the finish. And we've been down a few times. And I think that's the largest comeback in school history.
Yes.
That's awesome. In a tough environment like this, but the guys just kept battling. Defensively, you know, Jake Hansen's back in Champaign. Wale Batiku, Milo Eifler went out first couple of plays. Those young guys just stepped up. Dawson DeGruy, Kalon Tolson, guys that you don't know an awful lot about. is always by taking a football away. Sidney Brown getting his first touchdown. All those plays were big. But we were behind and we need to score points. And I thought Brandon Peters was outstanding throughout. Josh Bebe, Caleb Reams, Donnie Navarro. We put Donnie Navarro on scholarship this week based on just plays the guy has made. I could talk about everybody. Thought Coach Smith did an outstanding job of bringing us back with his calls. So a lot is going into this. You know, you can imagine the excitement in our locker room. It's just a feeling that everybody should get a chance to go through. So pumped up for the football team, and all we've accomplished, though, is we know that we're going bowling somewhere, but we have two more games to go and so much more to still play for. And a lot of people were jumping off the bandwagon, doubting what we could do. But we had Nebraska down by 14, played Michigan tough and came back, so the guys know how to come back. Even last week against Rutgers, I mean, we had to play better ball in the second half. But we've seen signs throughout of us being able to play good football. I don't know exactly when, but a lot of those times told us.
Coach, we asked you after Wisconsin, was that your biggest win? You talked about some other games. How about this one in terms of just the magnitude of coming
back? I mean, that was a big win now.
Well, I get that.
You know, but no, this is, of course, the biggest win that we've had. As we went into this week, Bob, we talk about this being the biggest game we played since we've been here, this group of people. So definitely this is the biggest win. And the way we won the game, that was tough duty. We'll remember this one.
Coach, Josh Whitman, he's been through one of these games. What did you guys say? What did he say to you? I know you don't like to share that.
Well, saw us, I mean, just a lot of excitement. I mean, Josh, of course, has been outstanding. Josh has pumped up on a couple of different levels. One, being a former Fighting Illini player to see our football team come back and being our leader. I mean, everything we've asked for, he's given us. So, Josh, we need a new facility. It's there. And just support throughout. Continue to believe in us. And there's a lot of people that have continued to believe in us, but you want your boss to be the main one, and he's been that way.
Coach, what can you say about Brandon's performance? You know, he throws that interception, and then he comes down and throws the game-winning touchdown.
It's always about, I'm going to say the same thing. You know, coach talk is always about how you finish. Brandon would be the first guy to tell you he'd like to have that ball back. But we got another opportunity, you know, to do something special. And that's what you judge quarterbacks on. How do quarterbacks play when the game is on the line, when you're down and you have to make plays? And he's been outstanding.
Coach, 4th and 17, looks like they have you basically dead to rights, and then Josh makes that catch. Is that one of the most clutch catches you've seen?
There's nobody over the top. They're going to get somebody over the top of them right now. Tight man coverage. 4th and 16.
Pressure comes.
Game's over. It's no bowl games, no celebration. If Lyon doesn't block, Baby doesn't make the play, of course, Brandon didn't get it there. Pretty special. That's
unbelievable.
Wow.
It was 28-3. Now, listen, we never turned it off. A lot of people turned it off. It was 28-3. Michigan State was marching at the end of the half. It's going to be 35-3 at half. They throw an interception. We go down the last play of the half. We score on a 46-yard touchdown pass. So the last play of the half, it's 28-10. I'm going, You go to the third quarter, 31-10. I think I told Christian, I said, okay, we're going to go here. We got to get 22 points this half. We got 27. What? We had 27 points in the fourth quarter.
What an amazing comeback.
It was really unbelievable. And what a shocking loss for Michigan State to be a 15-point favorite and for Illinois to have its largest comeback in the history of the school. Let's talk to somebody who was there. Kind of inside, behind the curtain a little bit. Stand by, 7:30, ESPN
93.5. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley claims in her new book that former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson asked her to help them oppose some of President Trump's policies for what they call the good of the country.
Haley told CBS Sunday Morning she believed they were trying to undermine the president.
It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing.
Kelly told the Washington Post that if giving the president the best and most open legal and ethical staffing advice is working against Trump, then guilty as charged.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Today's Veterans Day.
It was originally set as a legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on this day in 1918. 20 years later, legislation was passed that dedicated the day to honor World War I veterans and eventually became a day to honor American veterans of all wars.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A rural Champaign house was destroyed after an explosion at the home on Sunday afternoon. The News Gazette says firefighters were called out to the 5,000 block of Lindsay Road. A resident had called 911 to say his furnace exploded after he lit the pilot light. The resident was injured and was taken by Air Life helicopter to the burn unit of Springfield Memorial Medical Center. No word on that resident's condition. A neighbor also had called 911 to say the explosion was so loud it shook her house. The state fire marshal's office has been asked to help investigate the cause of the fire. Don't forget, today is Veterans Day. It is a federal holiday. Anything government-owned, like the DMV or public libraries, probably going to be closed today, but you might want to check ahead just to be sure. There will be no mail service from the U.S. Postal Service today, and U.S. post offices are closed as well. If you plan to check out a museum, call to make sure they are open. Some museums stay open on this holiday, others close. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Make your risottis for lunch or dinner. Come see me and the crew at 701 South Gregory and take advantage of our great weekly specials. Every Monday, we do thin crust pizzas for half price after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, we're serving up pizza and veggie slices for lunch. The whole hub day is my favorite. Italian beef, fries, and a drink. Special at lunch. Thursday, you save on soda. And Friday, we're frying. Two-piece fried chicken, fries and drink, lunch only. Make today's lunch or dinner a special one at Risottis, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. William Shakespeare writes about the fool talking to King Lear and said the following: have more than you show, speak less than you know, lend less than you owe, ride more than you walk, don't believe everything you hear, don't bet everything on one throw of the dice, leave behind your booze and stay indoors, and you'll end up with more than 2/10 to a 20. Kent answered, that makes no sense, fool, it's nothing. The fool replied, in that case, it's like the words of an unpaid lawyer. You've paid me nothing for it. Can't you make any use of nothing? Most of the time, free advice is neglected, even though they may be pearls of wisdom. And this year's Live to Lead was jam-packed with pearls of wisdom and may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due to incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com.
Apparently, when I went to my mailbox to get my News Gazette this morning, it wasn't there, and I said, well, Veterans Day, and now we learn the News Gazette has stopped Monday publication?
It's true. In fact, it was in the A section of Sunday's paper. Beginning this week, the News Gazette will no longer publish a Monday edition. Eliminating Mondays helps us reduce costs and get the paper back on solid footing, says Barrett. We appreciate the incredible support our readers have as we move forward. The content will be funneled to the News Gazette's award-winning website, News-Gazette. While we won't have a Monday print edition, we have all of Sunday's news online, just as we do today, says Jim Rossow, okay. Vice President of the News. Thanks, Sam, for that text in.
I don't think that'll be the only change. In fact, the rumor is they'll stop delivery and mail your paper same day. You'll get it in the afternoon, I suppose. Well, I love talking about Honda BMW, award-winning dealership. A little more on that in just a moment. We do have some weather we want to tell you about. The weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into somebody's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
The temperatures we're feeling now are the highs of the day. Winds will pick up. We have a winter weather advisory that begins at
noon and goes till 9 o'clock tonight. As between 10 and 4, we could get up to 2 inches, especially north of I-70. The winds between 20 and 35 miles per hour. Again, today's high 38, 10 our low tonight. Sunshine and high 21 tomorrow, down to around 10. 32 the high on Wednesday with the clouds. We're 37 on ESPN 93.5.
My buddy Ben Quattrone, the man at Honda BMW, you awake?
I am wide awake. How could I not be awake
nice.
After that weekend?
Is the CRV all-wheel drive, is that what I'm driving?
Yes, you are.
Is Janet's?
You can get it. You can get it in two-wheel drive and front-wheel drive.
I wonder what the other one is. See, I have no idea how many CRVs we even have. So the other CRV is the lease. Is that that's the basic CRV. Does that have front-wheel? I don't even know. Anyway.
It has all-wheel drive. All your cars have all-wheel drive, except for your Odyssey.
The Civic doesn't.
The Civic doesn't, yeah.
Okay, but the CRVs have all-wheel drive. It's just part of the talk we talk all the time because I'm becoming a car expert thanks to Ben over Honda BMW. They are an award-winning dealership. They're wonderful what they do. They take care of people. And your growth, you bought the dealership when, 2013?
June of 2013, yep.
And, wow.
In our seventh year.
I mean, wow. From what it was to what it is? Come on, man. Ben, you've done a great job there, buddy.
We have probably the best team around. So, I mean, it's certainly not me other than I try to stay out of everyone's way by going to football games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. We had Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW. You were on the trip with Illinois football. Is that what I understand?
That's right. At the last minute, had a chance to go with Dave Curry, our comptroller. What a game to go to.
Well, tell me about this. You were actually with the team? You rode with the team?
We did. They had a couple of cancellations at the last minute. It's something I've always wanted to do. But so we traveled with the team, and that was great. You know, they're Lovey has them so organized. I mean, they should go to airports around the country and show people how to get on and off airplanes. Extremely efficient.
Yeah.
And,
okay, so
Christina Cortez organizes it all for them.
So what is the feeling when they're going? Is it kind of a focus deal? Are they jovial? What's the atmosphere like heading to Michigan State?
Oh, it's game day. I mean, you know, a lot of focus. You know, the team is quiet and there's no, you know, guys are happy to be with each other, but everyone's focused on the game, upbeat. But I'd say quiet and businesslike, and we have a job to do today. So they were ready to go.
Okay, and what's the percentage of headsets, 100%?
Oh, definitely. and a lot of so half headsets and the other half, the small thing. You
yeah.
Because there's a lot of different versions of that little one now. So.
Right.
Sadly,
right.
I packed mine in my suitcase.
And did you have any thoughts saying, how does that body fit into that seat? I mean, these people are big.
There were three across on both sides, and a lot of these guys were sitting three across. But,
wow.
You know, again, they're sort of organized.
Yeah.
They're prepared for it. They're, you know, got, you know, they all have the same bag, so they fit neatly in the overhead bin. No one's overpacked. And that just did not seem... like an issue for any of the guys.
Okay, so you get there, they do their thing, the game starts. You're watching the game go along. It's darn near 35-3 at half. It ends up 28-10, amazingly. Did you think, heck, 28-10 maybe, right?
You know, it was a very quiet group of us Illini fans for most of the first half.
Yeah.
You know, you start up the game or the snap over the head and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always a couple people who are like, well, okay, all we got to do now is, you know, all we got to do is this and this. And then, you know, it kind of, we come out of the first half with a big tough, you know, Howard Milton sat with us and the entire time was sort of keeping the group up and saying, listen, guys, we got a football team here.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Everybody, we got all 11 guys. I mean, he was just being super smart, and he was working the room. He really was. He kind of kept us charged. I believe we helped. I believe we were like the 12th man out there.
That is awesome. Howard Milton is such a good guy. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so then Babes catches the ball. It's 31-17. Then all of a sudden it's 31-24. Now it's getting interesting. We have a shot down there after a turnover. We throw a turnover. Then we come down to 4th and 16. Unbelievable catch by Bebe. We have 5 tries inside the 1, inside the 5, and then the catch. I mean, the unbelievable. I'm just so fired up for everything and everybody. Love
it. We're going bowling.
Yes, we are. Here's the play.
Navarro in motion. Peters on the roll.
That's right, Spector.
Looking for the end zone. Throwing is caught. Daniel Barker, touchdown. Zeros on the clock. And Illinois completes the largest comeback in school history. And Lovie Smith and the Illini.
Ben Quattrone, I'm pretty much sure you put him over the top, bud. I'm pretty sure of that. So what was it like on the flight home?
Oh, the flight home was great. You know, we waited out. I mean, we stayed at the game. It was probably 2 hours after the game. All the Illini fans who had traveled on their own down to the game lingered outside. We're all waiting kind of behind the rope. And then as the players came out, they were all cheering. Pleasantly surprising as the Michigan State players and fans were still there too. It was very civilized. You know what I mean? There was no,
yeah.
You know, they were like, hey, good game, good wow. game. So they were really good sportsmen. But it was, I'd say the ride home was, excited, but the guys were worn out.
Yeah.
You know, by the time we got on the plane, it was 3 hours after the game.
Yeah. Right. So exciting stuff. And you were part of it, Ben. Well done. I'm pretty sure you're going to be asked on every road trip from now on. So good going.
You know, we'll definitely go to every game we can. And, we still got some tickets for the Northwestern game. Maybe we'll give them away next week.
That's awesome. I'm wondering if I should do the Hawaii game because there's some energy for Illinois basketball. What are these tickets we're giving away from courtesy of you? What do you have there, Ben?
So those are the Logue Box tickets, which are the ones that my employees usually fight for. They're behind the basket, but they're perfect, kind of just under the basket.
Yeah.
You sit at a nice office chair. There's a monitor there. They'll bring you food and drink and popcorn and
wow.
soft drinks. There's no charge.
Wow.
And it's just a great place to see the game because you're on the Illini side in the second half and you get the action right in front of you.
Well, since you're on and the next home game is going to be a week from tonight, let's just give these away. 2 tickets.
Yeah,
this
sure.
comes with a parking pass too?
Yeah, sure. Why not? You got to park somewhere.
Oh, this guy's great. All right. 2 incredible. And what are they called? Loge? What are they called?
Logue or Loge. I don't know. I've heard it's L-O-G-E. You know, I
have my hands on a table and they bring me food and drink free. That's all I really need to know. Okay. So that's a week from
yeah.
tonight. I'll have them come see you. I'll get you the name when we get it. Ben Quattrone, Honda
okay.
BMW. Thanks for your time this morning, Ben. Thanks for sharing.
Good morning, everybody. Bye.
That's a good guy.
Nice.
Okay, so if you want these tickets next Monday night at the State Farm Center where they come bring you food and drink for free.
Right.
I don't care how you pronounce Loge or Logue. I don't care. I just know my feet are under the table where the food is on top of the table. And all I have to say is, may I have more nachos, please?
That sounds awesome.
359-2255. Let's go to Dick Butkus's college number.
Okay.
Text in Illini. You'll have to go to Honda BMW to get these from Ben Quattrone. Text in Illini 359-2255 for a parking pass.
You got it.
And Illinois, Hawaii. Is there any interest in these?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to number 50.
This is an explosion. We're all kind of fired up. Illinois basketball looks to me to be an NCAA basketball team, even though they lost 90-69 last night. On the text line, 359-2255. For these incredible Honda BMW tickets, text in Illini now, and we'll go to the 50th text to win a very special deal. Okay, it's been kind of a Honda BMW segment. I will mention in parting here that they are giving out a free bicycle and television for any purchase of a new Honda. You just bring home a couple of things to put under the tree. New Honda at Honda BMW, they'll kick in a free bicycle and a free television. Just cause. All right, gonna check your sports coming up. A bit behind. Let's catch up. We'll be right back.
Wow! I got a cup, a koozie, a stress ball, a shirt, a bunch of pens, a stack of pencils, even an umbrella. All with different businesses on them. This is such a good day. I love swag from these conferences.
It might be 12 different businesses on those swag items, but more than likely, it's one source of printing for those. Minuteman Press. They take your logo and put it on various items, and it's a great way for your name to be in the public conscience. Give them a try. If you own a business or you're hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you buy any new Honda, now until the end of the year, there'll be a brand new television and a brand new bicycle in your backseat as you drive home. That's Honda's way of saying thank you. Plus, you can receive 0% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Visit Honda BMW and ask about their new TV and bike and 0% financing for 72 months for a limited time. Honda BMW off Neil Burwash and Savoy or drivechampagne.com.
How old is Lee Greenwood? He's 76. He's singing God Bless USA on Fox right now.
Oh, great.
Is that everybody ever, you ever see Lee Greenwood? Don't you turn it up whenever you see his face?
Proud to be an American.
Just God Bless the USA is one of the greatest. One of the greatest. Okay, hit it. Hey, Larry.
Hey.
How are you?
All right.
You're from Georgetown?
Really
you're off Highway 1 off in Georgetown?
Yes.
Come on, man. You're an engraver?
Yes.
At the Mint?
Yes.
Can you engrave me a couple of Ben Franklins, or is that illegal?
I get that question asked quite a bit.
I bet you do. Larry, you're the 50th text in. I really appreciate you listening from Vermilion County. Now, we got tickets here. We got to get you over to Honda BMW, but these are the tickets, Larry. Lower Loge, whatever the heck that means. All I know is your elbow's on a table eating all the food you want.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Exactly.
Who are you going to take, Larry?
Probably my wife.
Yeah. I would definitely advise that.
Yes. You're always a good choice.
You're a grown man, Larry, but I would advise taking your wife to this one. And you got a parking pass, too. Listen, we'll figure it out. We got to get you over to Honda BMW, but hang on a second, Larry Lovett from Georgetown. Okay. Thanks for listening, and go Illini. How about that football team? Come on.
Go Illini.
Man. Yeah, I'm jacked. I know there's 2 inches of snow coming, and Chicago woke up to a blizzard this morning. So there's that.
Yeah.
And Green Bay last night on the TV playing Minnesota up in Green Bay, it was sideways snow. And I know it's awful for the players, but as a fan in a warm family room, I don't mind seeing it because it's like, ooh, look at that. It's so snowy, but I'm so warm here. But those guys, they deal with that stuff as a professional football. Okay, CMI, you want the e-sprayer. That's where you spray stuff like a radio console. Now, they'll give you a display. Go see Betsy Parks. CMI is a locally owned janitorial supply company. They're terrific on Bloomington Road. Love going in there, seeing all the new stuff. They have all the equipment, everything to keep you as flu-free as possible. It's called the e-sprayer. Check it out, cmiclean.com online, or call them, 359-6262. It's CMI. How do you get to be an engraver at a Mint?
I don't know.
Is it in the paper?
Sounds fascinating.
Looking for an engraver?
Speaking of paper, no paper today or Mondays to follow.
Yeah, News Gazette has ceased operations on Monday.
I thought it was just a Veterans Day thing, but
no,
this is a Monday.
It's cost savings. It is the reality of newspapers today. And they're trying to make it work as a business, and it's not easy. And we really want the News Gazette to survive and thrive. We need journalists. We need coverage. We need stuff.
And this is the new owners now that we're into November. Eliminating Mondays helps us reduce costs and get the paper back on solid footing, was the quote from Sunday's Section A.
And again, I think there's more changes coming for those. And again, I'm talking to 60 and plus now. I mean, I don't know anybody under 40 that subscribes to the News Gazette. It's just been a trend. There's 1,800 newspapers that have gone out of business in the last, I don't know how many years across America. 1,800. It's just hard to make it. So everything's going online. And you know what? My kids have a phone and they get news from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of their newspaper.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure what you're looking at is true and verified and covered by a professional that isn't some blogger in the basement with feety pajamas. You have to have some credibility.
That's right.
Okay, boy, we are hustling here to get to our 8 o'clock hour. Sports, Illinois loses in Tucson last night, 90-69. Mm-hmm. Brad Underwood said it's the same kind of thing, the early season trend for this team.
That same bugaboo just keeps rearing its ugly head, and that's turnovers. And, it's you don't have enough timeouts to get momentum stops sometimes. And give Arizona credit, they capitalized. And this was a game which we've been so dominant on the glass against our other opponents, and that made up a little bit, mask our turnovers. And you get 53 field goal attempts tonight and 22 turnovers.
Yeah, they got 8 days to work on it. Then the biggest story going, come on.
We're going bowling.
What'd you say?
Yeah. We're going bowling.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
We're going bowling.
One more time, please.
We're going bowling.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, Illinois beats Michigan State in the greatest comeback in the history of Illinois football.
37-34.
We scored 27 points in the fourth quarter. Do you know what the odds of that are?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, incredible. ESPN had the Michigan State Spartans' chances of beating Illinois when we got to the fourth quarter at 99.6% chance. That's why you don't see that. 31-10 on the road, you don't win that game. Yeah, you do. Sorry. It's just so unlikely.
And the Bears won, too.
Bears won, too.
I'm sorry about your Saints, though.
That was one of those you don't even look at the film.
Okay.
You just say, hey, Sean Payton got engaged over the weekend. Good for you. Congratulations. And let's not think about that one because that was a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those where you just had a bad one, move on to the next one because that was a stinker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. Feel free to text us if you'd like to.
By the way, LSU, the new number one in the college football poll.
Ohio State scores 73 points and loses their number one ranking? How does that work? LSU beats at Alabama
in Tuscaloosa.
I understand. That was an amazing thing. But what did the Buckeyes do to deserve to be bumped
out? And the Illini got a vote. So we're 40th.
I'm wondering if Bob Osmussen of the News Gazette made that vote for us. Because we got a football vote. And doesn't Lovey get some votes for Coach of the Year?
I would think so.
It's going to be the kid from Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right, because Minnesota's at number 7.
Of course, then again...
That hasn't happened in 57 years.
It hasn't, but then again, how about the coach at Ohio State? They are monsters. They haven't had a close football game. They've just clobbered everybody. So, I don't know, and that's a first-year coach at Ohio State, so you'd probably go with Minnesota, P.J. Fleck at this point. They beat Penn State over the weekend, which was like, what? I did not see that one. I thought for sure Penn State would win that. Penn State was ranked 4th.
Right.
They thought they were going to the big one. And they get beat at Minnesota.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Okay, the news next. Stand by. Text in if you've got anything to add this morning. Where were you in the fourth quarter? Did you turn the thing off? You probably won't admit it. We left it on. Well, we did nap a little in the second quarter because it wasn't real good. But we kept it going.
Every year.